Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Migs Test, and I am Steve Migs. I'm here with the Reverend Infuego.
Hi.
Glenn Cannon's alive.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yes. And we have a special guest really quick, because it's an exciting day at KISW and the Entercom Seattle Radio Cluster, as Rob Thomas is hanging out. Not with us. We have V. Ted Smith to give us an update about how Rob Thomas was.
Yeah. In a word, awesome.
So is that happening on the men's room today?
Yeah, it'll be on Sit and Spin today.
So today during Sit and Spin, if you're listening to this, that's impressive if you listen to this podcast before the men's room.
That is. That's getting it in.
If not, podcast it from Tuesdays.
Getting it in.
Well, when you have Rob Thomas
in
studio.
How do you keep your job? Shut up, man.
But this place is just hopping. We have Motley Zoo outside with their puppies.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob Thomas, number one, super nice dude. Mm-hmm. But then he played along with everything. His Miles and Thrill just kind of goofing on him about tired of hearing Smooth.
But Smooth's a great song.
He's still cashing them checks. He's going to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when he told he had a story for everything. Do you know any of the Beatles? Well, actually, it just was insane. He had a story about getting drunk with Hanson and then missing a Private Prince concert.
I heard that.
What?
I was wow.
And he's like, it's not Hanson's fault, but we pregamed a little too hard.
He partied with Hanson?
Because his bassist was having a barbecue.
Oh, then that makes sense. Yeah, of course. You
welcome
Hanson
to the
over.
90s.
What the F? Yeah,
you
Chumbawamba come over?
I missed the Prince concert. Why? I was raging with the guys in Hanson.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying curveball. He broke one off.
Although, I'll be honest, I would be way down to miss Prince to hang out with Hanson.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd hang out with Hanson a drop of a dime.
Yeah, get drunk with Hanson or go see a Prince show. I'm still going Hanson all the way.
Really?
Rev and I just sort of weren't speaking at the moment.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'd have to say Prince.
Apparently we're with the Prince fan club, the revolution here on the Migs Cast.
Well, I've seen Rev. Purple Rain in the right hand, bop in the left. I don't know. I'm going to hang
but
with
Steve
Rev.
See which one feels good more.
You're just watching Prince or you're partying with Hanson.
Right. Migs is, that's his point. The Prince shows are great. I saw one. It was awesome. But
doing bong rips with Hanson, however.
Yeah. And there's a barbecue. We got the bass player from Matchbox 20 cooking us burgers and dogs. I mean, it sounds like a fun day.
That's solid. That's solid.
Yeah.
It is a fun day.
I'd rather play beer pong with Oingo Boingo than go see a Metallica concert.
Yeah, well, it's a dead man's party. We all know that.
Beer pong with Oingo Boingo. Wow.
That might be the name of today's episode.
I only know that because of Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Dude, it's mad respect right there for that one, though.
So this is just a big day today. Rob Thomas is hanging out. He did an interview with the Men's Room. He's going to be on Delilah's show on The Sound. He's performing acoustic right now in the other room.
That's the other thing. He sounds awesome.
Yeah.
He looks really good, too. He's a handsome man.
Yeah. And, we meet a lot of famous people.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm too proud.
Great to meet you. You look fantastic.
Proud. Well, it was as he was walking out, I got kind of nervous. I'm take out my phone. I want a picture with him. And I'm no, I don't need a picture with Rob Thomas. He's got things to do. And I only want to take a picture with him just to be look how handsome he is. What am I going to do with this?
I took one this summer with Gavin Rosdale, so I wanted to take one with Rob to compare.
Wow.
Oh, who's hotter?
Yeah.
So what do you think?
There's a handsome man in Gavin Rosdale right there.
I think Yellow Wolf is still the hottest.
Oh, man. I thought I had a good question. He just shut me down. He's like, I don't really care about that. Yeah.
Oh, God. That was a pain in the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was really stoned and didn't want to talk to anyone, really.
Uh-huh. No, and then afterwards, he goes, sorry, man, that was a little aggressive. I was I'm the only person here that's going to ask you about your rap chops, and you just crapped on me.
Yeah, no one else knows who you are.
Right, nobody.
You're just a guy in between a bunch of bands we like.
Right, I mentioned him winning five mics from The Source, which is a massive thing or whatever, and he was just yeah, man, cool.
Oh,
all right. Ouch.
Damn. That is smooth.
Yeah, that's slightly awkward there.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right, so who's hotter, Rob Thomas or Gavin Rosdale?
Yeah, who gets five mics?
Yes.
Rob Thomas based on personality as well.
There you go.
Wow.
So Gavin might have a little edge in looks, but Rob overall, whoa.
Whoa. Ted, you are my favorite person ever.
That is fantastic. So again, that's on the Men's Room today. Sit and Spin.
Sit and Spin, man, like 4:30.
So are you guys going through the best Rob Thomas songs?
Is yeah.
It just like, Matchbox 20
it's
or
like
any
the
of
10
them?
He never gets tired of hearing.
Do you remember there was a...
Smooth is on all the time.
There was a guy from here that looked like Rob Thomas, although now seeing Rob Thomas, the guy was a lot taller. I didn't realize how, not like he's tiny, but he's a lot shorter than I thought Rob Thomas is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guy that was... Everyone thought was Rob Thomas was from around here, and he would just go around and accept the fact that he was Rob Thomas.
So like,
he
take photos and
yes.
whatnot.
Yes. Hook up with like, chicks.
It was like when,
I love that he's getting trimmed that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if like you look when like Vince Neil showed up to the Bruiser Brody show.
I had a Pokemon aside.
Not Vince Neil.
The next time I saw Glenn, I was like, hey, bro.
Yeah, that's right. That's where, yeah.
For real. Was that Vince Neil or am I crazy? Because Vince Neil is in town.
Right, he's playing
played.
A casino like the next night.
Yeah.
No, I immediately knew who Steve meant. I'm like, nah, dude, I know that guy. I've partied with that guy.
Yeah, your wife was like, no. And I go, am I losing my mind? She's like, no, you're not the first one to
no,
say
No, he
it.
Looks, ju- yeah, he does.
Is he
yeah.
in a Motley Crue cover band?
No.
He should be.
No, he should be. Yeah.
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 Or at least introduce them. Like, Looting Crew, they should just hire him like to just like come up on stage and introduce them.
Well, I think they like to celebrate early era Vince.
Well, this
like,
could be Vince.
Like, latter-day Vince ain't so cool.
You know, but what man? If current Vince introduces the good Vince? It's like, ladies and gentlemen, this is current Vince.
Remember me as I was, right. Not as I am.
I'd like to take you back in time to a day where, I don't know.
We're going to have Vince Neil come out and announce an old, newer version of him. Damn.
Yeah, actually, this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds
remember before all this S happened, remember that? There I am. There you
this
go.
This is marginally insulting. Yeah. My apologies, current Vince.
I love you.
Wow.
Oh,
man, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. So Rob Thomas, that's pretty awesome. He's a big star. That's pretty cool to have him walking around the halls. He's playing with puppies.
So what brought him?
There are a lot of females here.
What brought him here?
Why? Like, what's the 20th anniversary of Smooth?
Oh.
So I guess he's just like kind of, and he does shows.
So he's just going on tour?
Kind of. Yeah. Well, he was going, and then, you know, some people here work with him, so they were like, hey, we can get him to come on your show. And then I think mainly he was supposed to be here for Delilah,
uh-huh.
And then we just kind of wedged our way
you
in.
Guys just totally
hey guys.
Circumvented that.
Yeah. Talk about one extreme to the other. Yeah,
we're
going to
feed him tequila. Bring him up here, man.
He's going to do the sound, but first, come on over to The Rock.
Yeah, because, I mean, even like when he was out there warming up earlier, like they had the lights off, and then they turned him on, he was like, yeah, I don't care. Like, F it. I'm a pro. I could play in the light.
That's
But
that's
he's just
cool.
like laughing and joking.
Because you probably have like some up and coming new band that's on the end that comes here and they're like, eh, it's too warm or it's this or that. It's like just
you're
go up
blowing
there.
My vibe.
Right, right. The carpet is not cold enough for my feet. So, I don't know.
Meanwhile, I've done gigs like next to a road flare, so I'm like, oh, there's light.
Dude. Yeah,
and I think that's probably where Rob's coming from. He's like, dude, lights, okay.
You three know,
like,
flashlights.
That's fine.
One might be working.
Because I understand it. Like early on, that cat was like hitchhiking home. Across America before he got his start.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As I understand it, Tony...
I'm sorry, Glenn. I'm just picturing two road flares and you plugged in and just, like, singing your heart out. Like, where is this venue?
Oh, no. It's in the woods somewhere in West Virginia, man. Yeah, make no mistake. You know where I've been.
I do.
It's like Redneck Kiss concert.
This legit could have been the actual stage at my place.
Oh, yeah. You know, are you going to come play, you know, Oak Fest? Where's that? Out at Jason's place, but a mile past the dirt road, you'll see a heavyset boy carrying a hog under his left arm, turn left at him, you know, and that's where the gig was. Like, yeah, sure.
Look for the flares.
That's my
and the squealing pigs.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jim Bob will be there. All the best shine you can get.
I have slammed shine in the woods in West Virginia, dude. I have.
Of course you have.
I've drinking moonshine from West Virginia, and I lived in Maryland.
Yeah.
But have you done it with Hanson?
No. Rob Thomas has, I
Rob
bet.
Rob Thomas
probably
has.
Probably has. Probably has. All right.
I'll let you guys see your actual podcast.
Yeah, I'll track you down.
Peace out, Ted.
Yep, that's awesome. The Ted Smith again, Rob Thomas. Oh, let's be quiet because he's... Oh, did you hear that? That was Rob Thomas live.
Yeah.
On the Migscast.
Ooh.
He should have just shouted, thanks, Ted, as the door opens.
I know, right? We would have pissed off so many people.
Oh, actually, you can actually put now on the podcast
Rob
title.
Rob Thomas performed.
Yes.
Yep,
because at, that. The 9-minute, 15-second mark as of right now, which will probably be a little bit
you
later.
You guys hear a little.
Yeah, I'll make sure I bump
hear
that?
Yeah.
I'll make sure I bump it up in the mix. That way we could say that we had an acoustic performance from Rob Thomas on the Migscast. That's awesome. I'm definitely putting that down. And I bet like our boss would be like, You didn't bug Ralph Thomas to come do an acoustic set while he was here.
That would be really funny.
He had a very set schedule. I'm like, oh, well, you should listen to the podcast and you'll hear it.
Yeah.
He did that one song.
Do you really want the boss listening to this podcast?
No. Absolutely not.
I think you would enjoy what we do.
I know, but I always worry.
Great, man. Great. So I really am the blonde-headed stepchild.
Oh,
okay.
No. It has nothing to do with you.
It's everything to do with
you. Well,
that's
the cool thing is, like, yeah, technically, right? I can't get fired.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, just stop coming. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because normally I'll like pull up one episode where we just got knee deep and like, you know.
Yeah.
The foot fist way. I don't know. That movie with that one, Great Bride.
Yeah.
Should we open up the door some more and like get like a full performance?
Yeah, Glenn, roll over there and pull.
Yeah, just like act like you're going to get something.
Yeah.
You effers yell.
I won't. I promise.
We won't.
Be very. Yeah. Here we go. This is going to be a live.
Move the microphone a little bit. There we go. All right.
I just want to know. I just want to hear you tell me so. Give it to me straight, tell it to me slow. Cause maybe someday we'll figure all this out.
He sounds good.
He sounds really good.
No, every single person at our work is watching.
No, I had to shut the door because as soon as I opened the door, like six middle-aged, attractive blonde women turned and looked at me like...
Just stared at you.
What do you want?
Yeah, what are you up to?
And then immediately I realized just how many women there are out there right now.
Every female that works at our company is out there right now watching Rob Thomas.
Out in the Valley of the Moist.
And like a piece of ginger between each sushi bite, they looked over at us and like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude,
yeah, this motley crew in here.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Legit.
That is awesome. Well, yeah, now we got two songs from Rob Thomas on the Migs cast.
I think I was just the gristle in an otherwise amazing steak for those girls, man.
We should open up and be like,
gristle.
Oh, just finish that song.
They looked over there like,
yep, they're clapping. Okay, let's clap. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're doing a nice, respectful golfer's clap.
Should we
open up the door and be like, yo, ladies, let us know when he's playing smooth?
What do you think? Now, would I get in trouble if I pressed a full-on bull moon against the glass? Do you think I would probably be disinvited?
They might revoke your entry to this building for at least a week.
Oh, okay, so I'll catch you next Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Perfect timing.
Awesome.
Well, it's nice to see you. I know you got sick after which is the after effect of this podcast for a lot of
true.
People.
It's true.
Pre-show, I was telling Steve and Rev that kind of left the cast last week, and I was like, man, I don't feel very good, and went home and slept for a little while, and I woke up.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Oh, dude, I had the plague, and I just have come back out of the woods, so it's like I lost a week of life, so pretty much I was just here with you guys, then I was like, talking to dead relatives and fever dream.
You
and
never
now I'm
left,
back
Glenn.
With you guys. Yeah, right.
You've
seriously.
Been here all along.
Yeah, I wish I had the TiVo sound of you know, and I'm right back here.
Pause. You know? Turn. Pause.
Last time we saw you, we were trying to get Travis's Kickstarter funded.
Yeah, where's he at now? Dude?
That's why I'm looking it up right now.
It's good.
It finally wrapped?
It's
right?
about to wrap.
As of us recording right now, it's at like
21 hours.
21 hours? Okay, yeah.
We have $9,066.
He got it. He got in.
Yeah, so, last time I looked, he was at $8,500. Oh, I texted him. Tawny and I were both watching it.
Yeah.
The day of the cast, he hit his goal. He funded
it. Did he?
The day of the cast.
Sweet.
Shout out to, look, I don't know, man, what's going on with our podcast listeners.
They're, love you guys.
They are beyond awesome. And they dug into their pockets. I had a few people send me like a Snapchat screenshot. One guy donated $50. Another dude, $120.
Nice.
Like that day.
It funded that day, dude.
I think it got about $1,000 in that day alone. And I had people texting me, friends that I didn't even realize listened to our podcast. They were like, bro, I donated money to your boys' Kickstarter.
Right.
And then my buddy Craig Proper, who listened to podcasts. Awesome dude. You know, I think you've talked with Craig.
Yeah.
He's come to a couple of our Brody shows, and he's an awesome dude. Big Pearl Jam fan. I went to Pearl Jam with him, one of my homies. And he said, that performance of Hallelujah.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Sold it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to make an amazing record. It's going to be really, it's going to be special. Man.
And Travis and I talked. Like, he called me after he had his goal to thank me. I'm like, man, this is all on you. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it. I was just happy to be a part of something that can make sure that you get this record out. Because I'm a fan of yours, obviously. You're my homie. And I want to hear this record.
Yeah.
And he was just like so taken aback by the generosity of everybody. I'm like, man, when, you know, and he was worried that he was a little too... Like, you know, we went on a roller coaster of emotions. I'm like, no, man, that's what stands out, man.
That's
our podcast.
Yeah.
Exactly,
you know, we laugh, we cry, we listen to Rod Thomas. That's what we do here on the Migscast.
But it's genuine and honest.
Yeah.
nothing is better than genuine and honest, man. And that's the thing, like, Travis and I had hung out. This was, going back, and I don't even remember the date, but he had popped by my rehearsal space, and we sat and talked for like an hour. And that night, you know, I was telling him, because I think mine had just funded, and he was talking about what he wanted to do. And I'm like, dude, do it. And I went into cheerleader mode, and we had this big talk, and he's like, I don't even know where to start. And
with a dream.
Tawny and I offered to help him out, and we kind of, you know, and then he was off to the races, and he took off running and got that baby out there and live. But I know I went through the same thing where I was like, there's no way this will work out. And mm-hmm. so he was going through that. Like, I hit him up after the first week. I'm like, hey, bro, so you're already at X amount of goal, and this is that. Now it's going to die off for a while, and it'll ramp up at the end. He's like, you have no idea how badly I needed to hear that today, bro.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, God, everyone stopped.
The middle of a Kickstarter is no man's land. Yeah. It's when you got to do the most promotion. The first blast, all of your friends who are super
they'll get right into it.
And then the last one with all the people who are kind of waiting towards the end to see mm-hmm. whether or not it's going to make it.
Yep.
If they'll do it. So in that middle, you've got to just pat it. Hit it as hard as you can.
I was so glad when Brody, we did it in that one day because mm-hmm. we didn't have to deal. Because I was like, I don't know if I can mentally be ready for this.
It's your hopes and dreams and everything.
Yeah. That's why we had our goal so low. I'm like, let's just attain our goal. And then anything else is, it's groovy.
Well, Travis and I were talking about that too. Because when we sat down, I said, really, man, where you want to shoot? And I laid it out. I was like, this costs this, this costs this, this costs this. If so-and-so does you a favor, you'll have this. And I'm like, probably want to shoot for around $8,500. And his eyes got huge.
Yeah. And that's a lot to ask for.
And
people.
He's like, let's do $6,500. I'm like, I did the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to come out of pocket.
Yeah.
But at least I can pay for like studio time, mastering, and duplication if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, and I just know what he was going through. So I kept trying to reach out and be like, brother, you got this. He'd be like, bro, I love you. And then, of course, when he funds, Tawny and I both like simultaneously. Right. Like, Tawny turns to me. She's like, have you texted Travis yet?
I hate to interrupt. Rob Thomas is looking at us right now. He's sitting there right there. He just looked at us and I smiled at him.
Did you smile at him? Did he smile
totally
back?
Smiled at, yeah, he did.
No. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Just three dudes staring
at
Rob Thomas.
Hair. Sorry to interrupt.
He does have really kind of nice hair.
It's kind of curly.
Short, wavy.
Hair.
Yeah. He's got really nice shoes, too. He's got little suede shoes.
He looks like the guy at the office that would hack that file for you if you asked him quietly, and he may or may not have a pint in his desk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, very unassuming.
He would be like the cool professor that would let you have like sips of whiskey. Like in class or after class.
Man, grade these papers and you can have this brick of hash.
Might get a little little too close to, oh, now he's holding a puppy.
Oh my gosh. As if he
ladies,
couldn't get hotter.
To all our female listeners, and apparently some of our male. Rob Thomas.
He just looked at me.
I know, it's because he heard us laugh.
I know, that was weird.
But Rob Thomas is out there holding a puppy.
My face just got red.
I almost got busted for taking a picture of him holding a puppy.
I wanted to get a picture too. Tawny, if you're out there, he's got this cute little tan dog that looks like an Ewok with oversized ears.
I'm verklempt.
It makes me miss you, baby. The thing is, if my wife were here, she would walk right up to him. He'd smile and get ready for the selfie. She would scoop up that dog and run away.
Yeah.
Oh, are you documenting this,
Steve? Yeah, I got pictures of it.
He's got the casual no-look pictures right there. Steve's doing it.
Say, oh, yep, got him touching the puppy.
Honey, I'll have Migs send you the oh, it's like total stalker.
It looks like he's pouting.
Migs is stalking.
You guys are such dorks, and I love it.
Oh, it's incredible.
How did we get him in here? Do you think he would come in here?
Yeah,
no, we probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
He looks like he's having some downtime playing with some puppies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what rock stars do.
They do.
They finish their set and they play with puppies.
Well, right. Dude, it's like anytime we do Pain in the Grass and they have the Motley Zoo set up in the back and
it is something.
Some of the most ridiculous things. You'll see some of like the hardest like metal guys out there and they're like,
there's Rob
puppies.
Zombie in an ocean of puppies. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
One of my favorite pictures is the dudes from Slayer.
Oh, look, he's waving at us.
Bring in the puppy.
he straight up looked in the window with wild eyes and just started holding the puppy up and circling it. It was pretty damn funny.
That's awesome.
Good
poor
for
dog
Rob Thomas,
get motion
man.
Sick.
Yeah. He's awesome.
You know, I was starting to say
Rob,
earlier.
You want to come in with your puppy?
I think it was Tawny from Windowpane had.
We had a little girl.
It's getting weird.
He just waved at us.
I know.
But he had read his autobiography. And apparently starting out, like, I think it was literally one of those, I had some clothes and I was hitchhiking to, I think, Florida
mm-hmm.
and was homeless, had no idea what he was going to do, but he wanted to try and get into music. But he like literally started at, like when I came out here, I had a van at least. I had clothing in a van. He didn't have a van.
Damn.
You know, so I think probably all of that resonates to this day where he's one of those guys that just, it's like when you meet the Pearl Jam guys, they just get how lucky they are to be able to make music for a living. So there's no attitude, there's no ego, there's no BS. It's just like, dude, it's really nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm a very lucky person, and I'm very happy, and I want to spread that happiness.
100% get that
so
vibe.
So that's, and I think it's probably because he came from, as I understand it, from dirt. I've never read the book. Tony said it was an amazing read. Mm-hmm. There's an autobiography out there, and if Tony vouches for it, I got to go ahead and believe that it's going to be killer.
Right.
He said it was a really compelling, just awesome story of this guy. So it makes sense that he would be
That is freaking cool. Yeah. I mean, that's someone that probably realizes any success has been really killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
his life is now taken care of.
Could have wound up like the three of us.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Drooling over another man holding a puppy with nice shoes.
Yeah. I like to call it gushing. Thank you very much.
I mean, that was an aggressive wave, too. Like, he was really excited to show off this puppy.
I know, right? He was really stoked about that doggy.
I kind of got thrown off for a second. I was like,
that was hilarious and unexpected.
Yeah,
actually.
I wish we had like, film of that.
Like, you guys were like freaking out, and I turned and I looked, and it's like this dog is just going around in circles. And I'm like, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Rob Thomas is washing the windows with the puppy. All right.
Does the dog realize how lucky it is right now?
I don't think so.
You got to realize, from his point of view, for all he knows, we're literally going out across the airwaves.
Yes.
So he literally did that. Trying to get us to crack up laughing.
And we did.
A bunch of people would be like, yeah, so Rob Thomas is wiggling a puppy at us.
And they're like, what? You know, yeah, sure. And, theater of the mind, you weirdos.
And now here is R.E.M. with Orange Crush.
Dude, that is pretty random.
That's why he did it. He bombed us, dude. It's like a radio version of a photo bomb.
Yeah.
How's your day? Rob Thomas just wiggled a puppy at us. No, really, how's your day? No, Rob Thomas.
Okay, in all honesty, Glenn had his Peter out again, but in my mind, Rob Thomas was...
It kind of looked like Rob Thomas holding a puppy.
Yeah, we call Glenn's hand Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
And we call his dong
a
puppy.
And we call his pubes the puppy.
Yeah.
The puppy.
Soft and snuggly.
So around 21 hours as of this moment for people to donate money or pledge Travis's record. Just Google The Last Funeral, Travis Brock, and you'll be able to find... Or just Travis, The Last Funeral.
Honestly, man, I'll be... I was stoked.
I want to see it hit 10,000.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. I was stoked the minute I saw him hit his goal. If he hits 10K,
that'd be dope.
I'm going to be just elated for him, man. You know what I mean? That'll be so exciting. So, yeah, dude. And again, Steve already said it, but to all our listeners, that's amazing. You guys are killer. Like,
and I know that, and even Travis said, he's like, I know a lot of the people that day, there was an insane...
Oh, yeah.
And whether or
I'm
not
sure
people
it was
were,
the show.
Yeah. It just, you sure don't realize how many people listen, and then you don't realize how many people are willing to put their money towards something that they listen to.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, I have a wrestling shirt that's available at prowrestlingtees.com/ I'm Steve Miggs. That's T-E-E-S. Rob Thomas, I believe, is on there right now.
I think he's wearing
a shirt.
He's got a little bit of puppy hair right on that. He's holding it like
he
a baby.
He got the newborn size because he's going to put the shirt on the puppy.
Kid shirts are available if you hit the right button.
Really?
Tank tops, everything. You got it all. You get whatever shirt you want. In fact, I want to give a couple quick shout-outs to some people who bought the shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Since I am, I was just joking, but now I'm like, Alex, Joshua, Mario, Stefan, Drew, Brandon, Jessica. Jessica's in California.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty sick. And she's like, I'm going to show it off. And people are going to wonder who the hell it is. I'm like, it's the verified champ.
Right.
David, Jason, and Jonathan, a.k.a. Ziggy.
Nice.
All those people.
Yeah. Ziggy.
Chance.
And in fact, any of those people that just heard, Chance. Be on the lookout in your mailbox in the near couple of days. I just sent a little thank you card and a MiggsCast or a MegaCast bumper sticker. And a signed little postcard-sized picture of me holding the verified champ.
Rad.
As a thank you. I figured the first 10 people deserve that.
That's killer. Yeah.
And maybe I'll do it to more people until I run out of cool stuff. But I thought that was freaking awesome, man. It's been pretty cool to see that I've already sold 10 shirts.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Well, there's two more coming at some point.
Yes.
I got to get my mortgage squared away, but seriously, Rev, I'm doing this for us.
I'm holding you to it, buddy.
You know.
Square away your bills before you buy my shirt.
That's what it is.
Please, as much as I want people to go to prowrestlingtees.com/ I'm Steve Miggs and buy a shirt, because that means a lot to me, square away your stuff. I got my first check, royalty check from the sales.
Oh.
Because they just send you a PayPal. And it was like, I don't know, like after X amount of shirts, it was like $60. But I was like,
hey, that's $60 you didn't have.
I was like, babe, we made $60. And she's like, great. I just ordered something from some health food
that was
place.
$59.58.
$55. Great. I have $5 now on my PayPal account.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. So help me fund my wife's healthy living ways by buying a Miggs
I know
verified
all about
T-shirt.
That. Actually, that's it's pretty cool because my wife will she'll do all the healthy weird stuff. She's like adding stuff to our coffee now. That I don't even understand what it is. I'm sure she'll tell me because she listens to the podcast.
It's probably sweat from Rob Thomas,
but it's very expensive. Like she's like the stuff that she
RTS.
Has. Wow,
Rob Thomas sweat.
Wow, RTS 9000 get swole yeah, with get Rob Thomas's sweat.
Every time we say his name, he looks over here. I think he can hear us,
dude. Yeah, it's because these walls like, aren't very.
Those efforts haven't stopped laughing since the minute yeah. I got to.
Now they're talking about my sweat.
Those guys are a-holes.
No, but he doesn't realize how much we love him. Yeah. So that was pretty awesome.
I wanted to, as you were mentioning, yes. listeners, I wanted to personally thank Faith Schuler.
Oh, yeah. Faith, she's awesome.
Faith reached out to me literally saying like, hey, man, if you're that sick, get to a doctor. Don't mess around, et cetera. And I just wanted to say thanks for reaching out, mama. And I hit her back. I'm like, I'm actually on the mend. I'm just frustrated.
I'm not dead yet.
Because like the third, you know, by the third or fourth day, I'm like, you know, I think I can make it to the kitchen. And you're halfway to the kitchen. You're like, must
nope.
stop
nope.
now.
Can't.
You know,
and
yeah.
you're just sliding back to the bedroom.
Yeah, dude. So, but thanks for reaching out. Hun,
did you get to have like the fun, like old school, grade school, sick time, you know, where you just lay up on the couch, watch some Price is Right,
it was
some
bed,
chicken noodle soup.
Bed, couch, and in and out of consciousness. Like I'd wake up and I'd be shivering and I'm like, oh God, okay, I'm still fevered. Okay, I'll go to the kitchen and take several of the following. Okay, I'll lay back down and then I'm out. And I wake up, my cat's looking at me. I'm like, my cat, I'm sure, is trying to keep my spirit in my body. She's like, you know, it's floating up out of me. The cat's shoving it back in.
No, your cat is getting a little bit closer, sniffing you to see whether or not you're dead and whether or not it can eat your face or not.
Yeah.
Cats are going to do that. Just
I
accept
that, I actually
man.
Have a terrible story about that.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course you do.
Well, I was talking to my dad about, you know, I love cats. I mean, I love mm-hmm. dogs too, but I love cats, man. They're just fascinating. And I'd like to have a big cat, like an oversized cat.
Oh, yeah.
My dad immediately goes into, those things will eat you. You don't want to do that. They'll eat you. And I'm like, well, Dad, I don't want a Bengal tiger. That's not exactly practical. But anyway, he gets into, this will go dark for a minute, but just bear with me. He gets okay. into, a buddy of his committed suicide, and they found his friend about a week later, and Dad's like, but that's not the point. The cat had eaten his brains.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Cats?
Yeah. I told Tony that story. Brains. She was like, no, shut up.
A dog,
so for a while, I was like, I'll eat your brains.
A dog will wait until it's starving, and then it will.
Start eating you.
A cat will start once it knows you're dead.
Yep.
Like, it will eat you.
Because, that's respectful. At least it waits.
Yeah.
Well, in that mostly. Way, you're always with it. But yeah, he was like, his cat that he loved, I love my putty, ate his brains. My dad, by the way, now has two cats that he worships and coddles like children.
Oh, yeah.
But this was before that.
No wonder why Rev loves cats. They're zombies.
Yeah, they'll eat your brains.
Yeah,
they'll eat your brains. So that was a running joke. I know it comes from a dark place.
That's
but
funny.
The world is a dark place.
That's most of you, Glenn. Yeah. Most of you comes from a dark place.
Well.
Appalachia, man.
Appalachia.
Hey, can we give a shout out to a great listener of our podcast? I was just on his Facebook, and Stevie.
Yeah, Stevie. I heard something was going on with him, man.
Oh, what's up?
And you know Stevie as well. Yeah. He comes to our shows. Just going through some health issues, man.
Oh,
I just want to say, hey, he posts on Facebook, so I'll kind of give an abridged version. But much love to you, my man. He's been battling some issues because of diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude,
and he just went to the doctors because he wasn't feeling good. He had to go through an MRI, which he says is not the most pleasant thing because all of you hear what it sounds like EDM sounds like without the drum machine. I guess I've never been through an MRI, so I can't imagine what that feels like.
It just clicks at you, doesn't it?
Maybe this one was really loud, but it was not very pleasant. But after talking to his doctors, it looks like he's going to have his foot amputated below the knee.
Oh, mm-hmm. Brother.
So I know he listens to the podcast. I don't know if he'll be listening to it while he's at the doctors, but dude, we love you. And I hope that this is the start of a healthy upswing. And it sounds like you have a great perspective and attitude despite the awful news. And I love you, brother. I've known you forever, and you're an awesome person. And I just hope that things start improving health-wise for you, because I hate hearing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're with you, man.
Yeah,
we're
much
with
love.
You, brother.
And then, and thanks for your love, wishes, thoughts, prayers, and thanks for dealing with my weirdness, sanity, and pop culture references. Rest in peace, Luke Perry and Keith from The Prodigy.
Yeah.
Crazy with that stuff.
Dude.
King Kong Bundy and Mona from Who's the Boss.
Yeah, that was
the hot mom.
I know.
Oh, the sexy blonde lady died?
No, that's Judith
Light.
Her and her sweet legs are
Mona,
still around.
Mona, the old granny pervert.
Oh, okay.
Her mom, that was kind of a little slutty.
I never watched Who's the Boss, but I remember that sexy, the boss light with the white chick.
They had hotness in all generations. They had
Alyssa Milano. Amazing. Yeah.
Mom, Judith Light. And then grandma. So you had teen MILF GILF.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the hot
That's the
so you're making me feel so
trick.
Normal because, you know, I noticed the hot, sexy blonde. The other one was a little girl.
My age.
The other was a senior.
Don't
citizen.
Try and shame.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
try
yeah.
and shame.
Oh, dude, when I was 13, I
was. Alyssa Milano was my age. That, so when okay, she got boobs, I got boners.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
See, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be disciplined by teacher, I guess. I don't know.
No, I hear you. But it's not like I'm going.
I had a vice principal that was smoking hot. Have I ever told you guys about that?
Wow.
No. Oh, dude, after graduation, she showed up at one of my shows, and I was like doing shots with her at the bar.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, she was really sexy. And it was one of those things, like, my senior year, we spent a lot of time together. I wouldn't call it quality time.
Like Mary Kay Villy?
I don't think she knew that in my head I was writing my own penthouse for him about where this could go. You know?
Dude, you're a boy. She knew what was going on.
She was a sexy
dude,
woman,
we
had, man.
I think I've shared this before. My Spanish teacher, I know for a fact, she always dressed sexy. Like, she had the curves. She had the look, the short skirts, all that stuff. All boys Catholic high school.
Oh dude. Jesus. Oh, God.
So she's torturing us. Yeah. I think she did this intentionally.
She did.
She would walk around. And I remember it happened to me once, and it was that's the worst word to use, and foreshadowing.
It was the hardest thing ever.
It's foreshadowing. She would put her hand on your shoulder and kind of like caress your shoulder as she's talking, and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, why don't you go up to the chalkboard?
She wanted to see your boner.
Yeah, she knew.
Yeah.
Right.
She wanted to see your wiggle stick, dude.
Yeah, so she would try and give us all stiffies and then get us up there to go write things in Spanish.
Oh,
and I think she
man.
Got...
See, if
great
you're going to have to be in school, then it might as well be something like that.
Right. But she could have at least banged us.
Maybe. Well, they end up on the news and in jail. You can't do that.
But those days, the internet wasn't around.
Day.
It takes forever for news to get out.
I mean, it just, you know. Yeah,
that's back when you could kill people and get away with it.
I would love to get the truth from her.
Don't do it now.
Don't do it now.
If she's still around, I would love to hear the truth. Were you intentionally trying to give us all stiffies and then get us up on to walk in front of the rest of the class?
That'd be awesome. She was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't pay me enough. That was my entertainment.
Yeah.
Giving teenagers bonus.
Well, they played me. They paid me plenty. I just thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Are you available for dating and or marriage?
I should look her up on Facebook and get her on. That would be the weirdest interview ever.
Yeah, that would actually be like...
You could private message her and just say, like, now, like then, I have a boner.
Yes, I still have a boner while talking to you.
The cringe factor would be so hard,
Steven.
Man.
You were the one that visibly showed that you had a boner. I'd rather that interview over Rob Thomas.
So you had a uniform.
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah, loosely. Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
I went to public schools, and do you guys remember there were two versions? There were Jimmies and Skids, and they were like pajama bottoms. They were in vogue for a while.
I don't.
No.
They were basically, this is 89, 90. In fact, if you find the video for probably what would be of that era, let's
like
say
Skids with a Z?
Skids with a Z.
I just have to imagine that. Because
or it was it was Limpies, which was kind of funny because it had
Limpies.
Sort Spanish of a limp class dog. Was not that.
No, no, but you'll see where I'm going with this.
Oh yeah, I remember these. These are literally just like plaid pajama pants.
Yeah,
they
were comfy as all get out. Now the other thing that happens when you're
pants.
A young man, when you're a little boy, your mom buys you the tighty whities. When you become independent of that.
Boxers.
You go to boxers.
Yep.
Now, here's what's rough if you're a teenage boy.
Rough.
The combination of boxer shorts,
mm-hmm.
nice, loose, baggy, thin as a tissue boxer shorts,
mm-hmm.
and pajama bottoms
mm-hmm.
in high school.
Yep.
Freedom!
You might as well be nude if you get an erection.
Mm-hmm.
So my trick was, and I don't even want to say her name, but I can't remember what class
was.
Is
your Spanish teacher?
No, but she sat in front of me and her hair smelled amazing and she's still really foxy to this day.
Let's call her Tara.
And sometimes, yeah.
Tara.
Right? Let's call her Stephanie.
I'm actually, picturing
that
was
her
name.
Because that's her name.
But, yeah, that was her name. But I would get a boner, and which was okay. A lot of times in high school, you could kind of just ride that for 30 minutes.
Excuse me.
But if you weren't paying attention, well, I just kind of let it happen. You're like, that feels kind of nice.
Yeah.
But if you weren't paying attention, it's like, now the bell goes off and you haven't given yourself if you were working out, we'd call this a cool down.
Yeah.
You haven't given yourself a cool down.
You need a good 5 minutes of cool down.
So now you're wearing basically pajama bottoms and boxers. So you might as well be nude and you're fully erect and it's time to stand up and not just stand up in class, but walk around the damn halls.
Right. So you can't do the tuck and walk because that's impossible.
What I used to
walk
do,
like a duck.
The Limpies, like the Limpies and the Skids had a drawstring.
I love that they're called Limpies. So, in the story.
And this was not the situation. But I would take my unit and kind of put it up against my belly.
Oh,
and then I'd
take
the drawstring like a pirate and I'd lash that damn thing to my stomach. And then I'd have to walk.
You're still walking like a weirdo at that point.
Well, you just walk.
Yo, Glenn, you got a load in your pants.
Well, you walk you walk slow because you don't want it to pop free. Because now you're sword fighting a ghost. You know?
Like, God forbid if you actually unintentionally urinate, you're going to start shooting it in your face.
Well, it'd be weird like if there was a girl that maybe, you know, in high school you talk on the phone, so you and her talked on the phone late last night. Now she's going to walk up and give you a hug.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to do the thing where you arch your buttocks away when she hugs you. Because otherwise she's going to feel, you know. Yeah, so that was... Yeah, that's...
I had that happen once in college where I had a stiffy...
You know, you received a hug while you were erect?
No, I got excited while doing one of those freak dances with a girl. You know how like they back in those days, it was just like the leg between the legs. And you just like kind of do that.
That'll,
And, like that, got excited. And once I got excited, she just looked and goes, oh, no, no.
She's
like, I'm done dancing with you and just left.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And I was like, I didn't mean it, but I can't help it that your leg is rubbing on me.
You're dancing real close.
Like, I mean, I was hoping that she'd be like, that's cool. Let's keep that going.
Yeah, because I've experienced that and that's I never got.
Oh, I did. It was
I'm so sorry, man.
It sucked.
That's, well, now you're verified, so you just shake that
off. That's right. Now I'm the verified champ.
Shake it off? Yeah. You really want to use that term?
And the only way I'd feel better from all that and the embarrassment.
Go in the bathroom and fap aggressively.
Or go to prowrestlingtees.com/I'm Steve Miggs and buy a Steve Miggs t-shirt.
Hey, you know, you have that radio tower that kind of looks like a donger that's been pulled up like
that. You just
lash
that baby to your tummy and head for the next class.
And the little lightning bolts that are coming off of the tower.
Thus indicating stimulation.
That means Spanish class was awesome. Jesus Christ.
Hola, me llamo Steven. Me mucho gusta la crica. ¿Y tú?
¿Dónde está la Bonaire?
La Bonaire.
What's that? Span French-lish.
Oh, hey, we mentioned Travis. Someone did send us a text. Said, dude, listening to the podcast, Travis's Hallelujah was awesome. Can't wait to share this with everyone. I'll be hitting the Kickstarter after work. I need to own this album. I've bought more music in the last year than I have in the last five. Loving it, guys. I'm hoping that's because of some of our suggestions.
That's right.
My buddy Craig also sent me a message. I think he sent it to you. He got hooked into the world of Afghan wigs after our geek out session on Gentleman.
Yeah, that record's killer. And then the one they just put out was badass. And I think the one right after Gentleman was really good too.
Damn.
But yeah. Yeah, cool.
Because of Keith Flint, yesterday went back and listened to The Prodigy's Fat of the Land.
Yeah.
And God, it is... It's good.
Of that
it
era,
is legit good.
That was some pretty cool stuff. And honestly, you listen to it now, and it's sort of been done and redone and redone and redone. But you got to think about then.
Yeah.
That was sort of like no one had quite heard anything like that.
No, it was like European underground sort of stuff at that point.
Yeah.
And then it bubbled at the surface. It was about to get popular. And it had its, I don't know, a couple of years of, of real
Prodigy
intensity.
Was huge.
Yeah.
And they got their big break here in Seattle.
Which is
Marco
really crazy.
Collins. Marco Collins was the first person to hear about them, and he went out of his way to get them booked to play Enfest and champion their music. And, you know, at the time, Marco was getting a lot of buzz for picking some big-name bands from Beck, Weezer, No Doubt, Sublime, all these bands. Like, he helped break.
Yeah.
And so when he talked, people listened.
People listened,
And that one didn't get as big as some of his others, obviously, but...
Yeah, a lot of Prodigy's not... I mean, Prodigy's huge.
But Marco had a lot to do with that.
Marco,
that's cool.
Marco actually, just on his Instagram yesterday, because of all the news and stuff, posted the DAT, so the actual file of the End Fest. And it's just like, the Prodigy 8396.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow,
so what,
man.
Like 23 years ago?
Yeah,
23 years ago.
And speaking of Seattle ties to the Prodigy, I did not know this. I only saw it. My buddy Travis Hay, who was on, he's Gorilla Candy. He used to, I don't know if he still writes some stuff. He says he's semi-retired music writer, but he's a big Pearl Jam fan. And he put on his Twitter, and I had no idea about this. He goes, hey, remember those drum beats and fills that were a big part of the Prodigy's hits, Breathe and Firestarter?
Yeah.
You know who recorded those?
No.
None other than Matt Cameron, Pearl Jam and Soundgarden's drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Whoa.
There goes a Black Hawk.
You know what it is? They're trying to see Rob Thomas. The Navy loves Rob Thomas.
They were like, a Navy Black Hawk helicopter just flew level with our windows,
I've
so
never
the 14th
seen that.
Floor.
I've seen them pretty close because I think it's like the Harborview helicopters.
Oh.
I just assume at that
Anatomy
point.
Going on right now.
Yeah, but that was a Navy Black Hawk. That wasn't a hospital helicopter.
I thought Black Hawks were black. I just assumed that they were...
You can paint them any color. Oh. Yeah, look, he's still flying between buildings.
Where the hell is he going?
He's stoned and he stole it.
Guys.
I'll get out of the Navy tomorrow. Here's what I'm doing today.
I would say that's ridiculous, but a dude straight up stole an airplane.
Oh, down at SeaTac. Yeah,
crashed it into an island.
Did you see the t-shirts, the fly it like you stole it?
No.
It had the commuter plane on it?
That's funny.
Yeah, fly it like you stole it.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. It was hilarious. Okay.
anything going on in your world before we move to emails, voicemails, and text messages?
If all goes well, and I think I'm on target for that. My beak needs to clear up. I'm not fully healed, but I should be tracking vocals this weekend.
Nice.
And
is that all that's left?
That's all that's left, man.
Wow.
So in the background, I've been doing, Tawny and I have already started all the graphic design and stuff for the cover art. I'm in the middle of building my website, which has been a huge learning experience. But
use Wix.com.
Yeah, tons of content.
Angel Fire
coming.
GeoCities.
Yeah, right. Squarespace.
Yeah, I went to Squarespace. That's the way to do it, man.
Uh-huh. Well, my problem is I didn't watch any of the instructional videos because they said it would be, you know, like it's so easy
if you read the instructions.
Oh, dude, I aged.
You treat it like an IKEA instruction manual that I do.
Plus, you know me, I'm like, well, I'm really sick. I'm running a fever.
Let's do this now.
Since I can't do anything else, I'll accomplish this. So I'm sitting there with like a fever of 102. I can't swallow.
103.
And I'm trying to build a website. You know. Yeah, and honestly, honest to God, when I look back on what I accomplished, pretty spectacular.
They would call that modern art, Glenn.
Yeah, but then I start watching these videos after the fact, when I'm like, boy, this is really challenging. All I want to do is change the size of this font, and I'm having a nervous breakdown. And I get, you know, you watch these videos, I'm like, oh.
The beauty now, though, is the fact that you can watch a video and do anything.
Yeah.
Like, literally, a woman and her kids built a house.
Mm-hmm.
Via YouTube,
yeah, YouTube
videos.
Yep.
So, like, I mean, now it's not too hard.
Dude, when I was making the verified belt, the thing that puts the snaps, like those little button snaps,
yeah,
it came with instructions. I looked at it and go, oh, man, this is YouTube. Overwhelming. I pulled up YouTube, how to do that, and just followed along.
There's so many things I have, I don't know how to tie a tie. I remember some of the motions. I'll just put
those
on.
Those videos aren't that helpful. I almost had a nervous breakdown.
Really?
Yeah, it's caught, dude.
Oh, no, it worked perfect for me. Because I remember most of it, but I'll forget like one thing. And so I'll just be like, okay, under, over, boom, 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 got it. Okay, this is a mess. And then I'll watch the video, refresher, boom. Like, I don't need my memory to be cluttered with that.
There is nothing in this world less satisfying than trying to throw a tie as hard as you can. I took it off, and I'm like, ah! And I whipped that tie.
And it goes nowhere.
Oh, it was like a streamer in the wind.
It just
like floated out, you know. It was like an airborne Lamar Luttrell. And I just, that made me even more angry.
Yep.
So I picked it up and I wadded it into a ball and I chucked it again. And it just unfolded and floated through the air.
Yep.
So then I grabbed it and stuffed it in the litter box.
Oh, rude.
I think you say I dipped it in cement, let it dry, and then I threw it.
And my wife's like, what are you doing? And I was like, my vengeance must be satisfied, you know.
Jeez.
There is nothing worse, though, going on YouTube and it says this is an easy way to do something and you still can't do it.
Look up a video on how to throw a tie.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Fill with rocks. Step one.
That was me yesterday. I was like, finally, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn how to do a handstand. This is my day yesterday.
Why
I'm not even
kidding.
For wrestling.
Somebody's got some free time, huh? Yeah.
No, not enough free time.
Now, are we talking headstand or handstand?
Handstand.
Okay, so.
Because you just sometimes might need to do a handstand.
All right.
Not really, but like there's certain moves that the ability to do a handstand helps.
Helps, okay. Yeah.
Part of wrestling, this makes sense.
Part of our drills sometimes, like we'll do rolls, certain rolls. It's almost like the Karate Kid. You don't understand why you're doing it until you need to use it in a certain move, and you're like, oh, for the last year, I've been doing this left roll, and now it makes sense.
For the last year, I've been building, a garage on my instructors, and it turns out now I can wrestle.
Right, that's pretty much it. So the handstand one is like there's a handstand bump where you basically do a handstand and then you timber over.
Yeah.
I used to do it, then I fell on my head. I haven't been able to get in my head. So I'm like trying to rebuild that confidence.
Yeah.
And also learn how to do an actual proper handstand. I kind of did it, but I fudged my way through it before.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to really be able to pull it off. I can't do a handstand if my life depends on it. Like, I can get up in the position, or someone can help me prop me up, and I can hold the handstand. I just can't get my body to get it up there.
Yeah.
So So I watched this one. It's like, it's so easy. And I'm reading all the comments. I haven't been able to do a handstand for 10 years.
I can now levitate.
And now I read this and I can handstand on the top of a building.
I have experienced transcendence.
Right. Right. I'm handstanding on planes as they're moving. It's easy now. And I try.
How'd it work out for you?
I still can't do a handstand.
Did you give a thumbs down on the video?
I
do not like.
I did, and I took a tie and I threw it. But it was just like, you son of a bitch.
Unsatisfying, isn't it?
When you read all the comments, you're like, this is the one. I'm going to be able to do this. And you get all psyched up, and you go through all the steps, and then you do it, and it's nothing better than what you were doing without all those steps. Oh, it's infuriating. So now my wife's like, I'll teach you. I know how to do hands. And she does. So we'll walk the dog. And sometimes
she's walking
does
it on her hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Was she able to instruct you?
Oh, I'll show you a picture on if you go to Instagram.
We were legit kidding, and then she's like, no, that's actually
Lulu's
what happens.
Like, great, I'm on the set of The Exorcist. You know, what are you?
Yeah, if you go to Lulu.
Watch my crab walk.
Lulu exactly. The Warrior Princess on Instagram, and you're like, look at some of her past pictures. Let me see if I can find
it. Your wife's inverted in all of
There's
them.
There's a picture
she's
of
like
her.
She's like Maverick and Goose.
Dude, it's ridiculous. Let's see if I can find it. It's got to be on here. I'm pretty sure I have it. Let's see. Come on. We take a lot of pictures. Jesus Christ. What the hell are we doing? I didn't think it was that far back. I must have passed it. Son of a bitch. Where are you? I know you're here. What the F? Nope, that's
what
not
What the
it.
F?
Come on. Oh, there it is. So there's her mid-walking.
She is walking on her hands.
Yeah. Look. There we go.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dirty palms is what you get. Walking on your hands.
For a germaphobe?
My God, this curb is wet.
Walking on your hands.
Put my hand in old gum. Walking on my hands.
So anyways, she's like, I'll show you how to do it. I'm like, oh, this is going to feel like the time my dad taught me how to try to teach me how to drive, got frustrated and just said, get out of the driver's
seat. Stop, you'll never drive. Yeah. Get in the trunk.
Yeah, I feel like that's what's going to happen to my wife. And I don't think she's going to have the patience to put up with this fat ass trying to get up in the air.
Are you trainable?
It depends on what we're training.
Did you walk on your hands?
No.
Oh, dude.
So there's my
what
world.
A bummer.
Yeah. What did you do yesterday, Steve?
I gave up on life.
I tried to do a handstand. Like, what other guy in his 40s is ever going to answer that question of what did you do yesterday?
None.
Even with all of the narcotics I've abused over the years, I've never had that as an answer.
Yeah.
What'd you do
yeah.
yesterday? Yeah. I tried to walk on my hands.
And Lulu is just looking at me in the garage, because I'm doing it in the garage, and she's just looking at me like lying on like the little spot by the garage door, like...
Is your garage carpeted?
No.
Why would you practice over concrete?
Yoga mat.
Okay.
And what I want to do is a handstand and then lean up on the wall. So I'm doing it against the wall. So I don't want to leave footprints in our house. I don't mind leaving a footprint on the garage wall.
You want to explain as you scrub. Come on.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? Why are there feet on our ceiling?
Tell you guys about the time I hurled stool at my sister.
Why would you do that?
Because you didn't have a tie.
Why would you do that? Hey,
finish your story, dude.
My story's over. I want to hear yours.
I don't know. It'd be kind of funnier just to leave it hanging like that.
Well, no. It was all about the dirty walls, and that's what made me
dirty
think
walls,
of it. Were you really done? I was making
much.
A joke.
Yeah,
I was making a joke, dude. I wasn't trying to...
No, pretty much it is done. I mean, I'm still trying
so
to figure out
you never pulled
to
it off? What happened with the instruction with Sid?
Well, no, we haven't done that yet.
Oh, I see.
That's coming.
Okay. When is Sid time happening?
Whenever she has the time for me to do this. So maybe tonight.
All right.
Maybe this weekend.
Steve will put up a post on Instagram of him in a neck brace.
Next Tuesday. So, Steve, what happened? Don't want to talk about it.
But his neck brace will have a big blue check mark
yes.
on it.
Good thinking.
The verified neck brace.
Yes. Well, when I do it in the ring, everything's good until, like, it's always my right shoulder. It's from a past hockey injury. Even though it doesn't hurt, it's all how the mind works, man.
Yeah.
My mind's like, you hurt that shoulder before. Protect it. And so I cave it in.
That makes sense.
And I tip over every time.
But dude, I broke my neck in a car wreck. And
yeah.
So you're talking about doing handstands. I'm like, not me.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Like,
I'm
why do
fat.
I want...
I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah, why do I want my head to be the closest thing to the ground?
Yeah, right?
Wrestling. Yay, that's why.
Wrestling.
Yay.
I saw an Instagram from Ethan HD.
Yes.
When you were in it. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, that's really cool. Sweet.
Yep. Him and I was going to... I trained with him. Ethan's awesome.
Oh, the meme I
and
made.
That's actually... we tried to do handstands, and it was not going... And then we were doing ones where you had to do a handstand into the turnbuckle,
yeah.
And then wrap your legs around the turnbuckle, and then do sit-ups.
Well, everyone else got to that point.
That's kind of happening.
And got their legs wrapped, except for me. And I'm trying, and it's not working.
They're all like, hey, old guy, try harder.
And finally, my friend Kel, Rebel Kel, who's a wrestler, I hear her in the background go, can we just start without him?
Oh.
I'm like, you probably should.
How's your self-esteem now?
Oh, it's fine. I don't care. If I was worried about my self-esteem, I would have quit day one.
Yeah, you know what right?
And everything in my life.
Actually, I can't wait until you can do it, because that's going to be amazing for you. And I want to see the pictures. Legit.
Dude, there's been a handful of things I could not do, and it took months. One of them, doing a good back roll. For a year.
Really?
I could not. I was always turning my head, protecting my head.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes sense.
Right, but you're supposed to.
I just want to throw that out there.
As you're rolling back, you're supposed to prop your hands down and almost give a little push to absorb the weight on your head. So it's like you're still feeling a little pressure on your head, but it doesn't hurt.
But your arms are shock absorbers, basically.
Right, great. Basically, I could not get out of my own head without, like, because the original teacher I went to, he told us to do it that one way. Well, apparently he's the only person that teaches you to do that way.
Whoops.
Because everyone else is like, why are you doing it that way? And there's like
he's
handful of
he's only paralyzed eight people with his method so far.
Dude, I almost did get that's a whole other story.
right?
But a whole bunch of us, it took forever to get out of that habit. Well, so one day I finally hit no different than yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to learn how to do this. And I spent all day at my house doing back rolls, finding different YouTube videos. I finally found one that showed me a good way to kind of force your hands to do that. And I did it. And best feeling in the world was it was actually this past class and Ethan's class, because he's seen me battle with this. Do the back roll. I nail it. He goes, whoa. That was awesome.
Right, Steve,
I was like, damn straight.
Yeah, that's a moment.
Yeah.
That's a moment.
So as awful as I feel about my handstands, and this is one thing I love about wrestling, I no longer get bummed about not being able to do things, because I've learned over time, if I keep doing them, it's a great life lesson in general.
Yeah.
If you keep plugging away at something, eventually you're going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I don't ever do it, I think I will, but...
By next year, then, I'll have murdered someone.
Yes!
Oh, jeez, all right.
Yes!
Hey, I just got to keep pushing myself, and then I'll get there.
Calling you Dark Glenn? Yeah. You remember about that?
All right, so back to the poop being
Yeah, we're not forgetting about your doo-doo.
All right. No, it's just because the dirty wall thing, but... All right,
dirty
so...
Walls.
Let me explain. first of all, I was very young, man. So back in the day, I swear in the
70s. 22, 23.
I was 37 years old. actually, I've got poop stories that have happened well into adulthood. If you guys ever want to go down that terrible, dark path. Substance abuse is bad. Anyway, I'm doing great these days. So I was very little, and I had these little yellow Superman PJs. They shouldn't have been yellow, but it was the 70s. Back then, they would just slap a logo on anything, and your parents would buy it. So I had yellow Superman pajamas. And... kind of the way the house was laid out, my parents' bedroom was sort of in the back there, and that's where the TV was. And my sister and I were in there watching Fantasy Island. I'm really playing. Yeah, that's right. Right.
Ricardo
Khan had the island.
Yes, and, Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah. Montalban.
Right.
Yes.
Man. So anyway, I made the mistake of announcing to my sister. I'm little. I'm wearing Superman PJs. So that's I don't know how old I am, but I'm young enough to be wearing Superman PJs. I announced that I had to poop.
Mm-hmm.
My sister,
I gotta poop,
gets on top of me and starts poking me and shoving on my ribs and doing everything she can to accomplish her goal, which she did, which was to make me soil myself.
Oh my God.
All right. So my sister has now induced a bowel movement.
She clearly loved playing with Play-Doh.
Oh
induced.
Man,
induced,
dude. When
you were a human Play-Doh machine.
When it got to the point where I was bigger than her, a lot changed around the house.
Yeah,
I remember kicking her in the coochie once. And let me tell you, that does hurt girls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that ended because she used to just beat on me. I don't think she wanted to be when I was a little kid when I was tiny, like just an oxygen processor.
Yeah.
She shoved me off a counter.
Yeah.
And I hit the ground.
Yeah.
I remember my mom wigging out.
I see
out.
How you got your murder tendencies.
Oh, yeah. Dude. No, I love my sister. She's rad. But
and fun fact, that's how the Two Live Crew wrote their Pop That Coochie song based off of this story. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. She'll listen to this and be like, hey, what you're telling me. Anyway, she held me down and induced a bowel movement. At which point, she then let me go. Because at this point, I'm... you know,
yeah, and you just pooped yourself.
As children do. Like, adults go, oh! Kids go, yeah! So now I'm in siren mode, and I run out of my parents' bedroom, kind of down the hall and around the corner to the bathroom, and I enter the bathroom. It's kind of a long, narrow bathroom with a toilet at the end of the bathroom. My dad is seated on the throne doing some business.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk in there basically wailing, and dad, you know, oh my, you know, life is hard enough. My poor father, right? He's probably worked all day.
Big Raj.
He's hungry. He's tired.
Yeah.
Big Raj. And he's just sitting there trying to have a movement. Now his idiot kid is standing there crying with poop in his shorts. My sister has now appeared at the bathroom door, and she's dancing back and forth gleefully.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this vividly, man. The song was, Glenn's a dipstick, he pooped his pants. Glenn's a dipstick, he pooped his pants.
The things that will stick with you for how many years?
Right. Well, let me tell you something about me. I've always had a temper.
No. You know.
So at that point, I dropped trowel and began to scoop up handfuls of that poo and whip it at my sister as hard as I could.
Your poor father.
Right?
I was just out of arm's reach. And Dad was going, no! And he's trying to
Watch Fantasy Island.
Wow. And it was a good one, too, because I remember I took about four shots. And she didn't run. She kind of did the thing where you wiggle back and forth with your hands out. And then when I would chuck
like
loose.
A goalie for the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, exactly. And when I would loose the poo, she would dodge left or dodge right and it would hit the wall. Flap! And I missed
great reflexes.
I missed her. Right? Yeah, my sister's quick, man. She's like a ninja. I missed her all four or maybe even five times. My dad's like, no, as I'm hucking poo at my sister. I missed her every single time, and now there are like these cow putties on the wall.
Modern art.
Dude, on the wall. At this point, it occurred to me, because my dad's screaming, poor guy, Jesus.
Poor Big Raj.
I know, man, right?
This is the worst story ever.
You guys have no idea.
Terrible.
This is just one of many. It would be like Encyclopedia Britannica for me to sum up the things that have gone on in my life, right? But at this point, I realize I'm definitely in trouble, because now there's poop all over the wall. And so
have you hit her yet at all?
I missed her. Every single time I missed her. Then, after I missed all those times.
There's no satisfaction of at least hitting her.
No satisfaction. Jeez. It's like throwing a tie.
Yeah.
No satisfaction at all. Okay? So at this point, now that she's dodged all the shots, she flees. But I grabbed a dry towel to go. I'm a little kid.
Yeah.
You're not thinking.
Your heart's in the right place.
All I know is I'm in trouble. And I grabbed that dry towel. And again, Dad's going, no!
Smear, smear, smear. I smeared that poo
all over the wall.
Yeah, this is a Bob Ross painting.
Oh, dude.
There are no happy little trees, though. There's no happy little Raj.
Yeah, it was a happy little landfill.
It's angry Big Raj.
And I smeared that poo all over the wall. I'm pretty sure Dad had to clean it up. Of course, by that point, I'm like, yeah, she held me down, made me poop my pants. Anyway, that was when you talked about the dirty wall. I was like, man, do I have a dirty wall story?
I don't feel nearly as bad about not being able to do a handstand.
Yeah, those shoe prints on the wall ain't nothing.
No, there's no Duke on our wall.
From shoe prints to poop prints.
Until you put processed McDonald's on the wall,
What an episode we've got.
We've gone across the whole gamut of emotions here.
We fangirled for Rob Thomas.
Yeah, next time you see my father, just hug him, you know.
We talked accidental stiffies. Glenn had his Duke story.
Yeah, Glenn has his Duke story.
I tried to figure out how to do a handstand.
PJs. You'll succeed, man. I believe you.
I have faith. This is the week.
I love that he has a photo of his demonically possessed wife walking down the street inverted.
Yes.
Like,
no, that's on Lulu's page,
in all fairness. Okay. So, yeah.
That's a Lulu production.
Yeah, if you want to blame anyone, blame the dog.
That's right.
Which we
blame the dog.
We couldn't do with the smears on your wall.
No.
What happened? Was it the dog? No, it was my son, Glenn.
How do you know? I watched him do it. Both throw it and smear it.
And if there's a moral there.
Is there?
It's
you don't have a sister.
No, well,
siblings suck.
Try and maintain your temper. Try and keep calm, because when you lose your S,
figuratively and literally,
it's just bad.
It just ends up over all the wall, and then you're the dumbass who has to clean it up.
You create an S storm.
My wife watched me attack a YWCA one time. I lost my mind. I lost my mind and attacked a wall. I beat the hell out of myself. The wall wins every time.
Yeah. I've broken many video game controllers and throwing it across the. There was one where I got so mad at the game, I literally propped up my controller against the wall and stomped on it until it was broken.
My man.
Granted, it was only a $20 controller and I went back on eBay and bought one immediately. But again, $20 out of my pocket.
You had your moment.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, Street Fighter was an ass.
I respect that.
That's why they have those places where you just go and destroy stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know how well they do financially.
You mean colleges?
Pretty much. Yeah, bars.
Thrift stores.
Yeah. Why don't we do some voicemails, emails, and some text messages for the first time in
a while. Yeah.
We'll probably do like two. Oh!
For the mixed cast,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a funny story about that.
Fuck
oh,
hands.
No.
Car hands, militia.
Was it
Double Bass?
30-year anniversary of Master of Puppets, I believe. Because I saw they put some on Twitter, and Frankie Kazarian is a wrestler. He goes, without a doubt, don't even try and argue with me. This is the greatest thrash metal record of all
Master
time.
Puppets Master Puppets came out in 89?
Master of Puppets is pretty amazing, dude. I'd buy that.
I have a tweet. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to come up with a justified reason why Anthrax, Testament, Nuclear Assault, Slayer, any of these
songs
bands
aren't as good. The songs aren't as good.
Pound for pound, beginning to end, there's
and
not
I'm
a
fans of those. I'm a fan of those bands. I feel bad saying that. Don't judge me.
Anthrax is my favorite thrash metal band.
Songs aren't as good, dude. But and I love Anthrax.
But I have to acknowledge that Metallica, during their thrash metal days,
dude,
there was nobody better.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. 2 days ago, it was 33 years because it came out in 86.
Years.
March 3rd, 86.
Guys. We're aging.
I don't know about you, but I'm not.
I keep staying the same age.
It's all those handstands, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mentioned Ziggy's the guy. Shout out to Ziggy again for making all those cool music things. And I was Metallica bass, and you said Gahans. So I'm wrestling at Without a Cause wrestling at in Everett this past on the 24th. And, you know, I'm a heel, so I'm a bad guy. I'm yelling at people, giving people a hard time. I see someone wearing a Steelers hat. Actually, John, the guy that came in and sit in when Glenn wasn't here. And I'm like, you Steelers suck. You know, just having fun with it. Look at a kid who's wearing a Mig Stink shirt. I'm like, you stink. He's like, yeah, you stink. I'm like, I'm having an argument with an 8-year-old. This is fun.
Good job.
This is where my career has gone, and I love it. So I'm about to get in the ring, and I hear just in the background this guy go, get him, Migs. Get your hands on him.
Wow. Yeah. That's a character breaker right there.
I wanted to turn around and be like, that was amazing.
That's incredible.
I was like, I had to keep in character.
Good job, man. I would have lost it.
My God, I never laughed so hard internally in my entire life. Get your hands on him. I was like, you son of a bitch. You broke me.
You got me.
That's right.
That made my day. And someone tweeted that. And I'm like, dude, you got me on that one. That was fantastic.
I don't know if this happens to you too, but when I say it, Rev spelled it, I think, G-H-A apostrophe H-A-N-D.
Gahans.
I can picture Gahans.
Yeah.
Gahans. Whenever I say it, I can picture it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Great.
It's the greatest word.
It's like lowercase G,
yeah,
like capital H.
Yeah, Gahans. It's like an Arabic bus company. You know?
I like that. That's like our secret handshake for the Migs cast. If someone works Gahans into the conversation, you know they're cool.
Yeah, you know they're in.
Right.
That's right. The insider.
Shout out to all the Gahans out there. High fives.
Wow.
Somebody said, hey, I have a great name for a pot delivery company. Spliffed.
Nice.
That's actually pretty funny.
That is pretty
with
funny.
With a Y.
Meanwhile, the Reverend in Fuego over here went to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
With our dog Ricker to go handle some pot stuff.
How was it? I saw the photos.
Oh, this was so, it was such a weird experience.
And you were
experience.
In the Khaleesi's hotel bathroom or something I saw?
Okay, so I went down there. I went down there because Ricker and his buddy Wes, who does the Northwest Leaf podcast, or Northwest Leaf magazine, are doing a podcast called Leaf Life. And I have equipment, so I'm recording it for them and being a little bit a part of it and having some fun with it. And they're like,
awesome.
Yeah, and it's just fun, and it's just a totally different experience. And I love doing podcast stuff, so like I just love being a part of all of that. So they're like, well, we want to see if we can do some interviews down here. We want to fly you down to Vegas.
That's rad.
And I'm like, hell yes. I spent 36 hours there. It was like I got to do like there was it was like going like the weird side of Vegas. Like I spent I think
my side.
Yeah, I spent like 2 hours on the strip, and that was going to the Aria buffet, and then like I think 2 hours in like on Fremont, and that was checking out they have a weed museum. Yeah. Because
tell everybody how this guy created this weed museum, how he made his money.
Dude, this
I'm
is
just picturing like all these bronzed high school lunch trays that were used for sorting
it's
this.
Like,
this was used to sort the bud of 77 in the great.
It's in it.
Here's the roach room.
Yeah, it exactly. is so insane. It's and basically what would happen was this dude, when Colorado went legal, he opened a dispensary, and from there he decided that he wanted to do weed tours. So he got a bus, and on the bus you could do dabs, and so they would go from weed weed store to weed store to weed store, and he would just do these tours.
Good God.
By the time he was rolling, I think in 4 years, he had 15 buses, and then he ended up selling that for like $4 million, and then moving to Vegas, buying
such an underachiever,
buying a penthouse, and then starting this weed. And I can't remember the name of it. It's got a funny name, but it's down on Fremont Street. If you literally look up Weed Museum, you'll find it. And Cannabition is what it's called. There goes my weed brain right there,
my man.
So yeah, he decided to make this Instagrammable experiential thing, and they take you.
He's genius.
Yeah,
he's just making more money.
Yeah, create a museum where you have opportunities to take awesome some pictures for your Instagram page.
Yeah. So it's like
giant joints. It's
like, and they'll tell you about
bongs.
How things are. Like, this is how you make the weed. This is how you grow it. This is what the seed is. And then you get to sit in a giant couch that looks like a seed. Take a picture. There's a giant Buddha you can sit on. There's a swing that looks like clouds. And they have the world's biggest bong. Literally 24 feet tall. Two stories to get up to the top of
Functional.
Technically, because the lung power first. Yeah. You can't smoke it legally because you can't smoke in public yet. They want to make it so they want to pass laws so you can do like lounges or something in there. It just hasn't happened yet. You can smoke weed in Vegas now because that is legal and you can go to dispensaries and get it. You just can't actually smoke weed in public.
Kind of like here.
Yeah, exactly. And so they want to hopefully get these lounges. And once they do, they're going to invite all these people to smoke out of this giant bong. But essentially what you need for it is going to be I talked with the guy who actually built the glass, this legendary guy named
Vacuum Accelerator.
Exactly, 100%. And so they're going to try to get like Snoop and everybody, like, you know, all the Wu-Tang Clan is still around to go ahead and do this. Like, anybody who is a weed, like a notable person for the weed culture.
A weed influencer.
Exactly. Yes, totally.
We used to call them drug dealers.
Exactly. I think of many of the influencers I've known over the years.
So they brought me down there for a convention going down there because Vegas has a million conventions. This one wasn't even a weed convention. It was like a glass and like vape and sort of that sort of thing convention.
Close enough.
Exactly. And so went down there whirlwind, interviewed a bunch of different people for him and just bouncing around to all over the place. And it was a side of Vegas I'd never actually seen in my life because it wasn't going to the strip or wasn't going to any of the shows. It was going to one exhibit, but then getting the tour from the guy who built it and created it and then going to his penthouse.
That's so cool. Sounds like an awesome time.
Oh, dude, it was insane. Yeah. It was so good. It was so much fun. And it was one of those things where you don't know if like I had to carry all of my gear, like all the audio gear I have on the plane or in my baggage, and it's just like, well, is this gonna work? I really hope this works. And then
this could be embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's like people telling me stories. It's like, oh, I just lost my bags. I'm like, oh my God, please don't lose these bags.
Don't say that.
Right? Yeah. Like, don't say these things. And it's like, but it worked out perfectly. It was awesome getting to meet like legendary people, like glass blowers who have been just doing it for like 20, 30 years. And like the guys who got busted the same time Tommy Chong got busted for selling, you know, water pipes or bombs or whatever the hell you want to call them. And then having to deal with that.
Didn't he call his the Chong Bong?
He did. Yeah. And he had to spend like a year in jail for that.
That was
like,
crazy.
And the other guy who got busted, he was talking about how people were banging on his door, the cops. So many cops were like pressing in to get in because he sold bongs.
Yep.
Like, that's the only reason. Jesus. And like how like the media was just so happy.
Trying to make an example of
Chong. Oh, absolutely.
It was just crazy stuff. Yeah. I remember all that. It was honestly just heartbreaking.
It just shows the difference from then.
Yeah.
Here we are 2019, and on April 20th of 2019 at Emerald Queen Casino, you can go see Cheech and Chong perform at the Emerald Queen Casino on 420.
You just picture a bunch of people that like were born and raised in Amsterdam turning on the news and being like, what is going on in America?
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
Dude, hookers and weed, guys. Nothing wrong with it.
No, it's like, man, there's people that can't eat, and you're how much money are you spending in man hours to arrest this guy for selling a pipe?
What
are you doing?
How many tax dollars are being spent to provide a place for that guy to be in prison, meals, all that stuff?
I mean, I'd buy the guy lunch. You don't have to put him in jail.
Right.
Exactly. The war on drugs is over, drugs won.
Just bring him by. I'll buy him lunch, man.
But yeah, so it was just that crazy experience. And that was you saw the picture on my Instagram. I tried to, like, I wasn't doing all the weed stuff, but it was, we ended up staying in a mansion for the one night that we were there. Like, I stayed in the pool house.
So cool. They have a moat?
They didn't have a moat. They had three pools. They had a koi pond, two house, like a pool house, and then a normal like apartment house that had a like a kid's playground there onto it as well. It's just these things that you can rent in Vegas. Like, it's just, do you want to stay in a mansion? Of course you do. You're a big baller in Vegas.
You got the money.
Yeah.
You want put a koi me up pond. In a trailer. I don't even get a double wide, dude.
And the crazy part, you get the house with a koi pond, and then for an extra $3,000, you get Joe Koi in a swimming pool. How funny would that be?
That'd be amazing.
It tells you jokes. It's awesome.
And then, yeah, and so, and then the one picture I posted on the Instagram was this signed Game of Thrones poster.
That was sick.
That was literally
autographed by the whole cast, right?
Yes, the whole cast, literally in the bathroom of this top floor penthouse down on Fremont Street that I was staying at, or not staying at, but we did one of the interviews at.
Unreal.
And I walked out of it and I looked at one of the guys. Was like, so did that come with the penthouse? And he laughed. He's like, no. It's like, oh, like, so you actually on purpose put this awesome poster on the crapper. I mean, Game of Thrones on the throne. I get it, but
it's one of those. What did you have to do? All those signatures. It's like, oh, they made me clean up the set of the Red Wedding. It was terrible, but I got all the autographs,
right?
Man.
But I was in there in the back
for
too.
Hours. But yeah, I kept the mop in the bucket.
It was part of their exit interview. They had to sign this.
Yeah, right.
Peace out. Good to see you.
Yeah. So that's
awesome.
And it was like literally 36 hours. Like I was home. I left Friday right after the show. Like was on a noon flight and got home at midnight on Saturday night.
That's a good weekend, man.
It was. And then
what
I actually
fun
had
experience.
And I had Sunday to chill out, too. Yes. So that was beautiful.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
All right, let's check out a voicemail. We got 253-271-4787.
Is it working?
What I can't stand is when I have an itch in the bottom of my foot and I can't even itch it. I always have my shoes on.
I hate that, too.
I hate shoes in general.
All right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree with all of that.
Stomping doesn't relieve it in the way you hope.
Mm-mm.
No, yeah. I've done that where you pound your foot down.
It just doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. All right, here's another voicemail.
Okay.
All right, here
it's
we
like
go.
Throwing a tie.
It is. It's impossible.
Yeah,
it's
I got something I want to talk about. Guys who walk around in the gym naked. Their window of putting clothes back on is there.
I
but
hope
they
the locker room.
It. That grosses me out, and there's no need for it.
One of the things that I found
in a hockey locker room, I don't mind being naked for an extended period of time. I don't know why, but in a gym locker, because I'm around my boys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All three of them?
My friends.
Put me around all my friends, too, and I think I'd rather just have my clothes on.
Well, and that's
and
like,
I would like it if they were, you know, clothed as well.
You're missing out.
When I was, when I actually went
to
a gym.
No, man, I don't need that data. I don't need
when
that
I went
data,
to the
man.
Gym, one of the best things ever, and I'm so glad that I have this, I would just not put on my glasses. I have really bad eyesight.
Nice.
And so everything's just blurry. And if I just look straight, you know, like, you know, look at chest up sort of look, I'm not going to see anything because it's just a blur.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to worry about any of it.
That's rad.
And I don't even care. Like, I was like going to the shower and back and I'd be naked. I don't care. And it would just be like, I'm just doing this. I don't care. I'm just going from one spot to the next. I'd have the towel around me at the very least most of the time. But
as I'm new to the whole gym thing and I've noticed what I would call lounging. Like, bro, towel up, put some drawers on. What is wrong?
And so air dry it, man.
I just, dude, that's the one that gets me. I just eyes front because I don't want to, I don't need that information.
Yeah.
Because what has been seen cannot be unseen. And so, yeah, I just, it's cool, but I just have learned, you know, eyes on my locker, eyes on my bag, and then I don't even have to deal with it. And they can do what they want. They can do what they want, and it's cool.
Which bag are we looking at?
Yeah.
My little speed bag, my coin purse.
Baby.
Now, you're talking about the air dryer, Steve. People will actually dry their nuts on the air dryer. They'll turn it around underneath.
Oh, I'm just talking like using air to dry.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the hand dryer.
Yes, I have seen that before.
And I'm like, guys, come on.
I saw a guy drying his ass that way.
I would have to be like, bro, I would have to say something like, dude, we don't know each other except that now we're way too close.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, man?
Right.
Nakedness doesn't bother me. It's just the weird actions like that. Like, this is a communal thing that everyone is using. Let me use it to dry my nuts. Like, no, come on.
Use a towel. Most places supply towels.
Yes.
It's not that difficult.
Bring your own
towel. Use some
50
grit sandpaper. That'll get them clean.
Sandblaster.
Although I do notice a difference. I come from a hockey culture of being in the locker room. Nobody cares. It's just whatever it is. You know what I mean? So you just kind of, you're in the shower together. You're doing whatever. You just, that's what it is. To go from the hockey locker room to the wrestling locker room, a lot different.
Oh, really?
People are a little bit more concerned about not showing their twigs and berries. So when I'm like done with my match,
he's just like he's straight up spinning his like an airplane propeller.
What's up,
you guys? Enjoy the match. I'm just drying this thing off. I don't want to use the air dryer on
meat
the wall.
Spin. How many times can you watch it spin?
I just get a swing going.
Everyone else is being more respectful of not showing it. I'm just like pulling my pants. I'm talking, and I notice some people like looking the other way. I'm like, crap, wrong locker room. Let me towel over, hurry it up. I gotta adapt to my surroundings. I'm not gonna be the guy that's like, dude, you're gonna have to look at my dong whether you want to or not.
Wrong locker room. He's in the ladies' locker room. They're visibly upset. Look. He's standing there like, boy, it was a really great event. Completely nude. Yep,
this intergender match is awesome. Steve, wrong locker room. We are women.
Okay.
Let's check another voicemail.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? It's Cheyenne Long Fox.
Hey.
Long time no talk.
What's up?
First of all, I never got a chance to say, like, I was supposed to be at the Bruiser Brody gig at the Croc, and I didn't end up making it because of some snow and fog. Still feel really bad about that, just because when I say I'm going to be somewhere or do something, I like to do it. But the reason why I called was because I'm actually in the middle of listening to the last Funeral episode, and I just have to say, like, it sounds like a great record, an awesome record, and I'm definitely going to buy it. And it just speaks to how talented Travis is, but also how great the Seattle music scene is and the entire area is. And as I've said, it's always been a very special area to me. I long for it sitting up there in the frozen tundra that is South Dakota. And it's not just the musicians, but the great people that are up there. And that includes all you guys at the station. And just once again, thank you for all you do. I'm hoping to make it out there sometime soon, but just thank you again for all the great stuff that you guys put out. And
nice.
We'll talk to you soon.
Right. Thanks, Cheyenne. Cheyenne hit me up during my my week-long flu as well, actually. Mm-hmm. Hit me up, just said he was, just cool, just sending some love kind of thing,
good
man.
Good guy.
Yeah, definitely. Good to hear
good
from
guy.
You, brother.
Good guy.
We'll see
good
you soon
guy.
Enough. You should just move to Seattle, man.
Problem solved.
Yeah, problem solved.
Adam and Everett, he texted us. He said, hey, guys, Whack Wrestling was awesome. My first time to a live wrestling event. I'm hooked. Awesome belt, Steve. Hashtag verified. Love it. I love that people are in on this, man. It's so much fun. Like, even on the morning show, people are texting, like, hashtag verified champ.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. They're listening to this podcast or they're paying attention to going to wrestling events. It's been actually really cool because, I still have my, like, am I being a jackass by having my own belt? You never know what.
I get it. Yeah.
How it is. Like, I want to make sure that the boys, the worker, or the girls, the workers, mm-hmm. aren't looking at me like he's making a joke of what we do. The belts are meant to be earned, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And I'm with Ethan actually after wrestling class. He goes, dude, that belt thing. I'm like, oh boy, this guy is like the best wrestler in Seattle, in my opinion. Like, there's no one better. He trains people in India. Australia, here in Washington, like, he is a great wrestler, and I take anything he would say, and I would take it as gospel, you know what I mean? So he goes, that thing with you and the bell, I saw the pictures, I'm like, oh crap.
Here we go.
I effing love it. Dude, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's your character.
Yes.
But you are nailing, you're knocking it out of the park.
And that's what we talked about.
As a guy that, I don't follow wrestling, but mm-hmm. I look at it and I'm like, dude.
It's a character.
Your character is to the nines.
Douchey radio guy.
You're nailing it. It's rad. It's rad. Dude.
And we were talking about just like just character stuff. He's like, man, that's just great. And it made me realize, I was like internally smiling.
Sure.
And I was like, hell yeah, that's so cool, man. And then made me think of Joey Ryan, the guy with the dong stuff.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview with him. If you ever meet Joey Ryan, he's the most introverted, shy dude you will ever meet.
He's a quiet dude.
Like, you expect when you meet him, because he's got like this.
He flips people with his penis.
80s yep. porn star vibe, wearing a members only jacket, coming out to Pina Colada. You like Pina Colada? Oiling himself up. He's got lollipops in his trunks. He's flipping people with his penis. And that's not even the craziest things that he does. You meet him in person, shy. The only thing he wants to really talk about is Jimmy Eat World, baseball, mainly the Angels.
Really?
Like, that's those are his passions.
Wow.
But he's like a chill dude. And I was listening to an interview and they're like, he's like, yeah, a lot of wrestlers like to say that they're just themselves exaggerated or set to 11. He's like, I'm nothing like my character. Yeah. He's like, I've just spent a lot of time creating this character that I know exactly how he should be.
Yeah.
But I am not that kind. And it made me feel good. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not like local celebrity Steve Migs is not Steve Migliori.
Yeah, but that's
turned what? To 11.
As, no as someone way. That knows right. you, as someone that knows you like on a personal level, to me, that's why it works.
Yeah.
That's why it's so entertaining
on
our end.
It is not who you are, and you're kind of making fun of all the a-holes in the world that are like that.
Thank you.
I mean, yes. I think even people that don't know you personally get the joke, and it's beautiful, man.
The whole thing is truly my heel wrestling persona. Obviously, like in some places, I'll wrestle as a good guy, and then it's more of just me just like trying to win. You know what I mean? I'm just being a wrestler.
Yeah.
The heel, the bad guy version of me is the biggest inside joke to myself,
yeah,
making fun of other radio people.
Oh, dude.
And I love that people, and everybody knows that guy, even if they're not they could be a local rock star.
Exactly.
They could be a local,
exactly.
Almost made it in the NHL or NBA.
It could be nobody.
Yeah.
Like, you know, no offense to Tia Tequila, but what was she famous for other than being famous?
Right. It's right? The Uncle Rico. Yeah. I'm a big deal at some point in my life.
I threw a football over this mountain.
Al Bundy, 4 touchdowns in the high school
Paul Kine
game.
Represent number 33.
You remember
it. I think.
I'll give you credit no matter what.
Yeah, right.
So, hell yeah, man. That's the whole point. It's just like, I'm a local celebrity. I vomit in my own mouth when people say that. I'm a public figure. I ain't going
to
lie.
You know, I've been around the whole, do you know who I am for so long that I hate that. Not violently, but it just makes me go, oh my God.
It's so messed
it makes
up.
Me sick to my stomach. And then in the world of Twitter, this whole verified thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm verified. I'm like, so
who cares?
What?
I don't even know how we got verified.
So I can order my whiskey.
Company.
Yeah.
Our company got us verified.
Yeah, the company got it, and it's literally just to cover their ass so somebody doesn't make a fake account of us and starts talking ass.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
But now I'm trying to figure out how to get Instagram verified, not because I really want to be verified on Instagram.
Just
but
to be.
For my character, then I'm verified in all social media platforms.
That's right. That's right.
And that's important. I'm Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's like he's playing Risk and he's going after Asia, dude.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Good luck.
So, yeah, I'm the guy that, like, I hate when radio people, it's more radio people than anyone that I know, when they get verified on Twitter.
Check it.
They screenshot the blue check and go, look who's got the blue check now. I'm a local celebrity. And I'm like, ugh. So that is where all that comes from. And I don't know what's next with this character, but it's going to get more and more ridiculous. The more things I hear.
Public office, maybe, man.
I should run. Not me, but local celebrity Steve Migs should run for
should be like
Mayor Puyallup.
Yes.
Yes.
Right in.
Oh my God.
They'll never put me on the
they
ballot.
Don't respect me.
Mayor of Pawpaw, West Virginia.
Yes. Find some small town where there's maybe where I'm running against a guy that just died.
Yes. Oh God. Yes.
Isn't there like a town in like Montana or someplace that has the cat be the mayor?
Yeah.
I can run against the cat. Yeah.
Run against the cat.
I think we have one listener in Montana. I should be able to win that.
Yeah, they'll get your back. You know they will.
Well, hey, check out this email. Subject line, new listener.
Oh wow.
I don't even know what it says, but I'm excited. It's from Ashley. Hey guys, I've been listening to 99.9 for a while. Just recently got into podcasts with the broadcast. Oh, shout out to Vicky B and Sarah. Ooh, yeah. Sarah from The Morning Show. They do a great podcast. That's
The Broadcast.
It's called The Broadcast.
That's hilarious and
right?
Brilliant.
Yeah, only broads are on it.
That's the bomb.
It's fantastic.
Dude.
Yeah. It's a great name. And they have like different people that they chicks who rock. And if you know Vicky, if you know Sarah, they're not your typical ladies. Actually, I should never even use the word ladies. They're broads.
Hey,
no, I'm kidding.
Ladies.
But they're unfiltered. And it's a really cool podcast. So shout out to those guys.
That's
and
right.
That's pretty cool that this person now is obsessed with our cast, they said. I found them through the broadcast, and now I am obsessed with your podcast. You guys are funny and make my day. I'm super behind the game, and I just bought my first Windowpane CD.
Oh, nice.
But
thank
as
you.
I'm listening, I feel like I'm missing out on how to get a Bruiser Brody CD and also Glenn Cannon's new solo record. I need these. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for making my day better with a heart.
Oh, that's
aww.
Rad. Well, thanks
thank
for
you,
listening.
Ashley.
That's rad.
Bruiser Brody is available on iTunes. It's on all your streaming sites. I got Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play.
Physical discs, I think you can just find via
BruiserBrodyBand.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And also Amazon, you could purchase it there as well. So there's plenty of places. Or if you just want to hijack it on YouTube, I'm assuming at some point records seem to end up on YouTube. I know our EP is on there, and I would imagine that our full record's
on
there,
too. You got to pay for
whatever.
Your YouTube membership to download, but
so,
yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of ways to be able to grab it.
And my record's in progress. As soon as But as soon as, trust me, if you listen to the cast, as soon as it's done, you'll know.
We'll blow it up big time.
Yeah, if it's like that Domino's pizza tracker, it's in the baking section.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Or Uber Eats, it's preparing your order.
Yeah, preparing your order.
Well, if you bought something in FedEx for the next couple of days, it's just in Fife.
Yeah.
When's it going to leave Fife?
It probably has.
When I look at that now, it's like, are you sure that it's not on some island with some guy that's talking to a volleyball? I mean, can you guarantee me that?
Oh, man, I just had to ship off a piece of my VR gear, and I'm like, I got the tracking, and I'm just like following it, and I'm like, you better get that stuff over there.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I hate shipping anything. I just imagine it's just not gonna show up.
Yeah.
Like, I've had so many
issues. It's gonna show up in Stanley's living room.
Yeah. You know? And you're like, you're just like, I needed that. They're like, well, I needed that to be fixed. You're like, yeah, don't worry about it.
I was when I sent something to someone, like, do you have the tracking number? I'm like, No, I'm an idiot.
Do you know how long those are?
I have no idea. Where I don't know where the receipt
I have one right now.
Much like a Bond villain, I'm just going to trust that everything will go to plan.
Yeah. let's do one more email, and you can email us at themigscast@gmail.com. Hey, Migs, I have to say, I was super impressed with you at the hockey challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I did face 69 shots, which was cool.
In a row?
No, it was throughout the game.
What am I not understanding this time?
69 shots is just hilarious because it's 69.
No, but 69 shots of liquor?
Pucks.
Oh, they
shot the puck at me 69 times.
Hockey.
Were you nude or?
No, I was playing goalie.
Oh, so you were.
I was trying to stop the pucks.
How'd you make out?
Well, 63 of them were stopped.
That's actually pretty damn good.
And honestly, I think it was more like 40 something, but the guy kept, every once in a while, he told me, he's like, when you made a really awesome save, I kind of gave you a couple. I was like, that's awesome. And then he goes, yeah, it was definitely over 35, maybe 40 shots that you really faced.
That's a lot, dude.
And he's like, when I got to 60, I was like, I have to have this end at 69.
That sounds like a hell of a workout, actually.
Oh, dude, I was drenched.
Like, that sounds
like
a workout, dude.
It was fun. And it was on the. It was in the Showwear Center, which, oddly enough, you would think on an ice surface that it would be cold, but because of all the lights, and like hot as F.
Oh, it reflects up off the...
Everything. Just the hot lights being shot down on you for
kidding.
The cameras and the video. And then, and sweating, but... It's not as cold as you think it would be. Of course, if I sat on the ice, it'd be cold.
Oh, yeah.
But the lights hitting you warm you up. Wait, it's like being out in a cold day, but the sun's hitting you, and you're like, I'm really warm right now.
But
it's
it like, doesn't like melt the ice or have any issues with
it? No, because they got enough, like, whatever, the piping on the actual ground. It's concerned is keeping the ice cold. Not,
okay, cool, cool.
I just realize how broken I truly am inside because, you know, he's talking about hockey.
Yeah.
He says 69 shots, and I say, of what?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you were not tracking it.
Oh, I was like, I don't understand what you mean.
Shots, he could be talking about trains and be like, so there was a rail, and I'm like, dude, a nice fat rail, huh? Nice. You know, like, just a buckled human being.
Glenn needs a drink.
Just send me back
Glenn is a dip, and he pooped his pants.
Take me back to the manufacturer, dude.
So he says, I'm impressed with you at the hockey challenge. First off, you're way better at goalieing. Is that a word? LOL. I don't think it is, but I'll take it. Then you give yourself credit for it. You made one save off of Tyler Allos that was ESPN highlight worthy. I do remember that.
Wow.
Tyler played for the T-Birds, and he did someone passed it right to him, and he should have been a goal, but I got so freaking lucky. I got my leg right where it's supposed to be and made the save. And I actually looked at one of my buddies who was watching me play, and I gave him the look like, holy F, did you see that? And he gave me the look of, holy F, I just saw what happened. That was awesome. So very cool. He says, but more importantly, between periods, you went over and waved and engaged with a little kid that was waving at you. And then I saw you give the kid the beanie that you were wearing.
Yes.
Oh, am I reading this? This is not helping my local celebrity. No. Steve Miggs, verified on Twitter. I'm prowrestlingtees.com/ I'm Steve Miggs. he says, I know that's funny. He says, I know it goes against the Twitter verified local celebrity persona.
Nice.
But I thought that was top notch, man. That would be top shelf in the world of hockey. I think my wife would have slept with you after you handed that beanie over.
Wow.
She thought that was the sweetest thing. Please don't have sex with her, though. That would make me listening to the cast awkward.
No, that's bonding. Don't worry about that.
What was up with the beanies, by the way, from Arnold? Arnold, thank you, man. Thanks for noticing that. Yeah, it was a little guy. It was a family. And he kept holding his kid up, maybe like 4 or 5 years old kid wearing a jersey, real cute. And the kid, she kept banging on the glass. So I'm like, and I see this all the time when I watch hockey, and it's so cool when players do that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get to do that. As soon as the buzzer went off for the period, before I went to the bench, I went straight to that kid and banged on the glass and banged on the glass. And then at the end of the game, they were trying to get me to give him a stick. And I'm like, sticks are freaking over $100 a stick. I can't afford to give you. So this is a little bit of a...
A little behind the curtain
don't
thing.
Don't let him behind the curtain.
I wasn't as generous as you'd like me to be. I'm not giving up my stick. That's too much money. But this beanie I was wearing, I'm like, hell yeah, that was free.
That's
I
cool.
could have that.
It's a smallpox beanie. There you go, Junior.
So what was up with the beanie? We all came out on our team rocking these toques, as they call them in Canada, but just wool
Paraguay?
Beanies. They're like wool beanies with the little poof on top.
Yeah, the poof on the top.
One of the guys that played on our team was Dan Lewicki, who is one of the Lewicki family for the family that's bringing us the NHL.
I know, yeah, right.
So he works for NHL Seattle, obviously. He's part of the crew. And he brought a whole bag full of beanies. So we're like, let's all go out, no helmets, wearing the beanies. And then somebody says, Migs, you got to wear yours on your goalie mask. I'm like, screw it, I'll do that. But it won't stay. So I had to take hockey tape, and I taped it all down. I don't know if you saw the pictures.
I'm just figuring it's not taped to this child.
Oh, it was great though. So I taped it all down just so that way we'd I'd be able to play at least the warm ups with it on. I ended up keeping the beanie on for the entire game.
Oh, you look dope, man.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty sick. It's on my Instagram. There it is.
Look at that one with the ice flying at him, and Migs is just.
And actually, that's the save on Tyler Allos right there.
You're just taking shot after shot, and you can't even tell.
And that's right. So there I am, rocking it. And so as soon as I walked off, I ripped it off my head and gave it to the kid.
That's
cool. Yeah, man. Arnold, that's cool you noticed it, and I'm glad that you emailed so
that's
I could
awesome.
Sound like a good guy every once in a while.
That's right.
All right, so by the time you listen to this, it almost is wrapped up for Travis's Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. So get on there. Pledge some money. I'd love to see this hit 10,000. Look, beggars can't be choosers. At this point,
what'd you say? Was it $9,300 or something?
$9,066.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Close.
I'd like to see that happen.
Dude,
man.
When I first looked, I was keeping tabs. It hit when it beat 6,500. I saw it when it was at 6,666.
Nice.
I have a screenshot of it.
Of course you did.
I screenshotted it and sent it to Travis, and he was just like, yeah.
The only way that'd been better if it was 6,969.
Oh my gosh, I should have stuck around. I should have donated money.
Some guy gave $750 just to.
Yeah, that was me.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I had to do something.
Sorry about that, man.
Don't worry about
it.
Find it. There's Travis's thing.
Then he just withdraws his pledges.
Where is it? Come on.
Now that you're funded, I'm going to take my money back, bro.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. There it is. Check it out. Wait. Up. Oh, look at the bottom. 6666.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The number of the beast and another six.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. I was pretty stoked about that.
Plus a little more.
He said it was double the medal. Ha ha. All right, so go to The Last Funeral on Google. It's a Kickstarter, and then just give some money and all that good stuff. All right, I think that's it. Got anything going on that you want to promote?
No, man.
Bruiser Brody, we're going to be in Vancouver on April 11th, 12th, 13th. Show is sold out on the 13th at the Commodore Ballroom. Some band called Steel Panthers playing with us, but you know, stick around for them. They're pretty cool.
They're pretty cool.
But we're really pumped about that. That's going to be a blast.
Amazingly cool.
Other than that, man, we're off for the rest of the week. We're back we're back on BJ and Migs next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back with a podcast. It doesn't affect us one bit.
Nope, not at all.
If you listen to MegaCast, you won't hear one tomorrow, though. It affects that. I was thinking about driving in, but I was like,
Get him to call you, man.
Okay.
Skype it.
Yeah.
We did that with me once, didn't we?
We did.
We did.
Yeah,
that was fun.
I actually used the toilet while we were doing the show.
Yeah,
remember?
That's right.
We picked you up peeing. Yeah, because that was not not stealth at all.
I thought I did a yam deployment. No, I did pee.
Yeah.
It wasn't a yam deployment.
Yeah, there was no yams.
No yams.
Yeah.
Now
the
yams are wicked. Now I got to change my dinner plans. Thanks a lot for that one, Glenn. Big thanks to Rob Thomas.
Are you going to have yams for dinner?
Might have.
Oh, boy. Sweet potatoes.
High velocity yams if my sister's involved.
Again, huge thanks to Rob Thomas for swinging by and performing.
Twice.
Wiggling
dogs at us. Listen to The Men's Room. Probably on podcast form by the time you hear this.
Yeah.
At KISW.com or radio.com, wherever you find your crap. Until next time, stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.